Sam asked me what my favorite part was of my birthday. And I was like, definitely like my dance friends showing up and being able to dance. But also when you performed, when you sang, I thought it was like, seriously, it was like the two best parts of my birthday.
That is the sweetest thing. You don't have to say that.
I know I don't have to. I'm just saying it's the truth.
My favorite parts of your birthday were, because I should have a favorite part of
when you got to sit down.
No, I don't like that. I don't like sitting down. I feel so weird.
And when I gave Joe permission to go eat chocolate chip cookies so she could.
That was a shining moment. Probably more her favorite part than mine. But definitely a highlight. My favorite things were seeing you and seeing you in your dance element, like, because I don't get to see that really.
Yeah.
Like, we talk about it often. It's like a very like prominent part of who you are, and I don't get to see you in your element. So that was like so cool. And then also just watching Sam and Maribel play the derby game was like
aggressively.
Very aggressive. That was very aggressive board game playing. It was good. I loved it. I'm so inspired. I'm serious though. Like, if you and your sister want like any commission work, I will pay you guys to make me games. Just two. Like, I don't mean it's going to be not a full-time job. Like, I can't afford
You're not like a rep or like a new company.
Imagine you're like, okay, you're going to $20,000. Here's all your games. No.
Just and go out and sell.
Oh, I was so excited that I jumped online. Like, I'm buying this for our house. I'm buying one for Joe's grandkids. And then I was like, holy crap. They're like $200 and none of them are even as nice as the one that you like. I could not, even the old vintage ones were not as nice as the one that you guys made. Yeah. So I was like, it's not even as nice. And also I was not about to spend $200 on a game for two children that may play this 10 times in their life. They may play it every day for the rest of their lives, but they might not. So no.
But if you have one at your house,
then they could play it when they're here and it would be fun. And then I would have an excuse to aggress small children.
Yes.
Like Maribel, who's like, ha ha. Like every time somebody loses and like has this wild celebration every time she like
advances. I know. Did you hear her screaming out Salvatore?
No.
Okay. No. So it all started with Cowansville got another pizza place, because we do need another pizza place, because there's two on my street. There's three, four. Now we have five pizza places.
In Cowansville alone.
In Cowansville. And that's not including like, you know, going to the Italian restaurant and getting a pizza. Like, I'm talking about like pizza places that you order from.
Right.
So the new one comes in and it's Salvatore. But there's so many delivery trucks and cars and it has like the Salvatore thing. So we just started yelling out Salvatore, but now she does this and she's doing it everywhere. And she sends us like the emoji of like the hand that's like this. And so when she was winning, sometimes she would just be like, Salvatore.
I love it. Do you see on your, over your shoulder, there's a bookshelf?
Yes.
When you just were looking for something, I was like looking at the shelf to see if I could see it.
Nice.
I'm like, funny. Maybe it's right there next to your Fabergé egg that's worth thousands of dollars.
Yes. And like this thing, is that my Fabergé egg or an urn?
Oh, maybe it's an urn. It's next. Maybe it's next to your great grandmother who's in that urn,
or someone that I bought at a estate auction or something.
Imagine just buying family members at an estate sale.
Well, I always wonder about that. Like, what if, like, you know, you had your grandparents, like, okay, what if I had my mom's ashes, right? I don't have kids, and then when we die, like, who would, like, what do you do with the urn?
That's why you should not keep dead people in your house.
That's true. Only the ghosts.
I had my late husband's ashes in my house for 5 years. And it was very weird. First, it was like out on the table because we just picked it up. So it was just sitting there. So we couldn't eat at the table because that's weird. And then I put it on like the mantle for a while because I was like, there's your dad. And then after a while, I was like, this is just fucking traumatizing. And no one, and also people kept going, what is that? And I'm like, never mind. And
yeah,
it's a really tasteful like wooden box, but it also tempted you to want to like open it. So people would touch it all the time. And I was like, I think it's just time to hide this in a closet, which is what I did. And then I was like, this has been hiding in a closet for like 4 years. And then finally we just jumped on a plane and went to Sweden and buried him. And that was that. But yeah, for years I was just like, this is just so, even when he was in my closet, like in the bedroom closet. And then we would have to make jokes about like Leif coming out of the closet, obviously. So you were going to tell me a story yesterday. Do you remember?
Oh, it was about Maribel Salvatore.
Oh, that was a story. Okay. And also, the other thing that you put a pin in was like, what did you say? Like the small things that give you a sense of satisfaction?
Or weird, satisfying.
Oh, weird. Weird. Oh, okay. Like?
Folding fitted sheets.
I kind of am proud that I take the time to do it.
Me, it's just like, no one does it. And I taught myself like, I don't know, probably 10 years ago. But before it was just like, roll it up, who cares? And now I'm just like, this is nice, especially because my sister and one of her friends is like, that's witchcraft. You can't do that. And so I'm always just like, look how nice and flat this is. And now I can fit it in one of the other pillows with the flat sheet and the other pillow case.
You put them inside the pillowcase?
Yeah, so that you have your whole set in one pillowcase.
You're a genius.
Maybe, maybe not. I might have.
I love that. I'm going to do that.
Yeah, so that way you're not like, where's the pillowcases that match the fitted sheet and flesh? This
is just so topical because I just made the bed. I just changed the sheets on the bed upstairs. And first of all, there's a missing pillowcase. And guess whose pillow is missing in pillowcase? Mine, because I did Joe's side first. And then I was like, where's the other pillowcase? And also what I think is funny is that I know she can make beds by herself and fold sheets by herself. She's been single before, although I didn't know her. So maybe not. Maybe she just.
Maybe she just, she was just like, I'm staying with this woman. She knows how to fold a fitted sheet. I can't let this woman go. What am I going
to
do?
If there is a reason, that's probably it. But the other thing is that whenever she makes the bed, she would be like, ah, can you help me, please? I'm trying to make the bed. And I'd be like, okay. But then I was like, that's annoying. Like, you can't make a bed by yourself. But then I would be making the bed and she would come in like total disbelief. What are you doing? And I'd be like, making the bed by yourself. And I was like,
with a folded fitted sheet?
magic.
Yeah.
And then anyway, I just thought maybe it was because I was forced, because I still do have three children as far as I know, although I haven't spoken to all of them today, but last time I checked I had three kids. And so I thought maybe it's just because I had to change like four beds.
Oh, maybe week.
And so I'm just like used to it. And but you know how to fold fitted sheets, so but this is new. This is like game changing, the like storing them all in one of the pillowcases.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. This is going to be so practical. It's going to make the linen closet even more organized and beautiful.
Yeah. That's it. Because when you go to pull something out, it's not going to all topple.
It's going to,
and you're just off. Like, oh no, where's everything?
Joe's going to like renew the vows she never made to me, because she's going to be like, holy shit, already I couldn't believe you could make a bed by yourself. Then I saw you fold the fitted sheet. Now, yeah. Mind blown.
I hope she's sitting down for when you do this.
I'm going to pretend I've always known how to do this and that I used to do it before I met her, but I was just trying to ease her gently into my.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to cause any, like any shock or. Yeah.
No, you and also just like to keep the spark alive. Like just be like, I had to save some stuff for later.
Yeah, absolutely.
Couldn't show you all my tricks at once because.
No, don't do that.
honestly, that's all I've got. I don't have any other tricks, so I had to really like milk it, spread them out.
I like it. And then I got into the organizing videos on TikTok. That's how old I am. On TikTok, of like folding your clothes a certain way, so that way they're not all piled up.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to find stuff. So then I went and got like little plastic bins and stuff. And so now all my t-shirts are like, and I just pull them out like that. It makes me so happy. And like how to fold my underwear a certain way and how to fold my face cloth so they don't like all roll out.
So what? Okay. Yeah. That's good. Why did you say these give you a weird sense of satisfaction? I don't think this is weird. It's immensely satisfying.
It is satisfying, but I don't think many people would, like, I'm pretty sure if I, you know, Jesse has not come out yet and went like, whoa, the face cloths, mind blowing. You know, it's satisfying to me, but I'm pretty sure if I went on about this to like my dad or like someone at work, I just
imagined your dad staring at you.
Be like, cool, face cloths, gotcha. So they don't roll away, and I'll be like, yeah, maybe not weird, but oddly satisfying. Or I'm just finding the little things in life to enjoy.
So can we talk about that? Because I started, so as I told you,
yes,
when I started my vegan website in 2010, it's because I had been very, very sick. And I was doing a bunch of research about how to get better, and I got very excited about it. And I started like sharing stuff on this website, on a blog that I built. And being like you, a creative soul who loves to like do artsy, crafty things and take pictures and write and all these things, I was very excited to have a blog and share all that stuff. And then I had to go back to work when I was feeling better, sadly. Blog kind of took a back seat. And then every once in a while, I'd get excited and post something new and then like forget about it. And then a few years ago, Delaney Fisher, who was a guest on our podcast, actually, I don't remember which episode, but I'll find it and stick it in the show notes. But she's amazing. And I was talking to her one day and she was asking me like, well, tell me all the creative stuff that you're up to, because I wanted to get out of my day job and do creative stuff full time. And so I named everything like burlesque and comedy and blah, blah, blah. And then she said, well, what's this sweet vegan thing that I found of yours? Cause she stalked me and,
not stalk. She did her research.
She did her research. And I was like, what? Oh, sweet vegan. So I explained to her what it was. And she was like, but I explained in a way of like, oh, it's just like this thing that I'm super passionate about because I'm really obsessed with blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah. I kept using these words of like, I'm very attached to this thing.
But it's just like, a hobby. It's nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. So she was like, why aren't you doing that? Like, why isn't that the thing you're doing with your life? And I was like, what? And so then I went into like overdrive of trying to understand how to make a business out of it, which I still don't understand how to do. And it was cool because it led me to like going and getting my nutrition diploma. And now like I'll have my naturopathy diploma in a few months. And like, so it was very much a catalyst for like bigger and better things. But when I went on overdrive with like Sweet Vegan, I just started like trying to put out content on the internet, like on social media, and like get clients and offer services and workshops and courses and whatever. And like, it wasn't working. It's still not, that stuff's still not working. And I'm not like a salesy person. So it makes my skin crawl to like put out things that are like last chance, like whatever.
Or, you know, refer a friend and.
Yeah, exactly. Like, comment below and like only 4 spots left. Like there's not only 4 spots, people. There's like all the spots you need. I really like, I would love to be doing this full time. And, yeah. And I will be at some point, but it just felt so fake and weird and everyone else is doing it. So it's like so oversaturated. And I was like so confused recently. Like, why is this thing that I love so much like kind of bumming me out and I feel really stagnant? And then I just like was thinking about it while my ankle has been broken. I just been spending a lot of time sitting on the couch, but also like watching YouTube videos and hanging out on Pinterest and like reading magazines and just like taking stuff in because there wasn't a ton I could do. But then I remembered like, well, what I loved about this was like all the creative aspect of it, like the taking the photos and doing the research and writing it into articles and like filming stuff and and making beautiful recipes and taking pictures of that, but also making them creative and interesting and doing all this stuff. So I was like, yeah, this is what I really miss. So I started a YouTube channel, the Sweet Vegan Living YouTube channel. But even that led to something interesting because when I was trying to find like other like-minded people for inspiration, I saw that they were like using this hashtag. I'm so behind the times, sorry people, but they were using this hashtag slow living. And I was like, when is that? And I sounds great. That's what I want to do. But I clicked on it and I just
you're like, I have a broken ankle. I'm slow.
I'm living very slow right now. Everything I do is fucking slow. It takes me forever to fucking shower it. Anyway, on a chair. Anywho, I started like seeing more and more people who were just trying to do things calm, but not literally slow like I am, but like just like being part of the hustle, not, oh, and I went, I'm like, oh yeah, sure. But probably on their Instagram, they're promoting the shit out of this stuff. They're not like, it's there, but it's not like
in your face.
Yeah. It's not like a hustle mentality, like how it's been for years now. It's just been like, and I find it so interesting because I have to be careful how I say this, but like, I haven't been asking myself, like, what do I want out of the other creative stuff that I do, like stand-up comedy and music and stuff like that. And like, it's so interesting because it's not, I know obviously like you get depressed when you're injured and stuff like that, but it's not just depression. Cause in the beginning I'm like, I must be really depressed. I don't care about any of that stuff anymore. I don't care about anything. I just want to like eat good food and be cozy. Which like, obviously, yeah, partially because I was not feeling well, but also like, I just, my whole life wanted so much to be like this famous performer person.
Yeah.
And lately I just don't care to the point where I was worried about myself, to the point where I was like, why don't you want this? But what's wrong? What's going on with you that you don't want this anymore? Why are you giving up? Why are you like, why are you quitting? And
yeah,
like, but I'm not, it's like, I love performing. And I'm actually going to like circle back to your birthday in a second, but I love performing. I just don't love like trying to get a spot at the Comedy Nest and like begging for stage time and not getting paid for it and hoping the audience likes me and like trying to get
in to share like all the show, you know, posts and everything. It's just like, hey, just remember, you know, since you're performing tonight, you also need to spam.
Exactly.
Your Facebook wall and send it to your friends. And
I don't love the part where I'm trying to get other people to care, to approve, to show up, to participate. Like same thing with nutrition and naturopathy. I don't like the part where I'm like, please, please validate me enough. Like, please, can I be interesting and entertaining and important enough to make you come and be a part of this?
Right.
And when I really crave it, I really crave that connection. I really crave that engagement. And singing at your birthday was so fun because it was a birthday. So like, I mean, I'm like that on stage anyways, obviously, you know that, but like, but I really even more got to really engage with your friends who were sitting there, like, and include them in the song and like
talk
to them a lot and be more playful with them. And that I love doing. It's so, so, so fun. I love it so much. But I want it to be like something that I do for fun and not something that I have to be super stressed out about.
Yeah.
Like nutrition and naturopathy, obviously I want that to be my job. I would love to figure out, if anyone's listening and knows how to do this, like I would love to turn the whole Sweet Vegan thing into my full-time job. I'm so passionate about it. I love it so much. but I haven't been able to find a way to do it that aligns with my, with all of my values, including like getting rid of that hustle culture and that.
Yep.
I mean, God, you must feel this way too about writing sometimes where you're just like, I just want to write.
Yeah.
I want to write and I want to put out beautiful books and stories and not have this annoying full-time job that takes time away from me being able to do this.
Yeah.
But also not to be like begging agents and publishers and, you know, please, please like this book. Please do something with this book. Please, can the timing be right? Can the person there's so many things that have to fall into place at the right exact moment.
Yeah.
To make these things happen. It's so hard.
Yeah.
It's so hard, but it's, what's interesting is like, the more I do it, the more I realize that I do just want these simple moments. That's what I want. I like, if I could have a bed and breakfast in the south of Italy and just like welcome travelers and make them breakfast and chat with them and then like make them a cocktail later in the evening before they go out for dinner by the fire, I would be in heaven. That would be beautiful. Yes, it's funny. It is oddly satisfying to fold a freaking washcloth in a certain way, but I am like all about right now really actually enjoying these moments because holy crap, life is so freaking hard and sad and discouraging that like if you don't enjoy all the little moments that you can find joy in, like it's too much. It's too much.
Yeah.
Is there something oddly satisfying that has nothing to do with cleaning the house?
I like when you go to a gas station, the smell of gas.
Okay. How's that satisfying? It's just a creepy thing that you like.
I don't know. It's like you get out and it's like, oh, I like that smell. But it's not like I'm not sniffing it or anything.
Actually, I hate the smell of gas. But what I will give you is it is extremely satisfying to be almost on empty, gas up, get in the car and start up the car and see the little thing go doing doing and you're.
Yes.
Well, that is oddly satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, here's an odd thing that I find extremely satisfying. It's just magical thinking.
Okay.
Whenever I'm driving somewhere in advance, I'll plan that I'm going to get parking. Like instead of being like, oh, I hope I get parking or I'm probably not going to get parking or whatever. I just decide I'm absolutely getting parking. It's going to be right like in front or very close to my destination.
Okay.
And I actually start like getting
excited
about how good it's going to feel to have found parking. And Megan, I swear to you, 9 times out of 10. There's my spot waiting for me. I'm not saying I manifested it. It's probably.
But now you probably juiced yourself telling us all this.
I don't want you guys to all do this because you're going to take my parking spots.
Because everybody goes to the same place at the same time.
I'm like that. And then on top of that, like as though I'm literally manifesting my parking spot with my joy.
Yeah.
Because it's not just optimism. Like I actually start feeling excited. Like this is going to be so satisfying. This is what I'm saying. This is what I want in life. I just want to feel joyful about everything. I want to be excited about the parking spot that I'm going to get when I get there.
I like that though. I like that.
And then when you get there and if by chance you don't have parking, you're like, what? Oh, weird. Okay. Well, then
I guess it's just not my day.
I guess I better find a different parking spot. That's weird. I knew I was sure I was going to have parking.
Didn't they hear that I was coming?
I know some people like to think negative and that way they have like the excitement of like, oh my God, I was wrong. This is so fun. There is parking. But I'm like I like it the other way. Like, yes, I'm going to have parking. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
I want to know what other people's, I hope someone listens to this episode and I hope you guys tell us, I hope you go on our Instagram and comment on the post about this podcast or message us or leave us a voice message, which would be even better.
Yeah. But I think on Spotify now you can leave comments the episode of podcast. Like it will say like, what did you think about this episode?
Okay, so if it asks you, what did you think about this episode? After you write, I thought it was the best. It's so awesome. I love Jen and Megan so much. They're my best friends. I want you to then also tell us something that you find oddly satisfying. Yeah. Garbage day. I am obsessed with garbage day.
I missed recycling by 2 houses. I heard the truck because we were off on Friday. So I heard the truck. And so I run out in my pajamas and a jacket. And I don't know what I wore on my feet. And I ran halfway down our driveway to see where the truck was. And he was two buildings past. Like, I just missed. Cool. Well, I have placemats to make.
You do have placemats to make. I'm excited. I'm inspired. And I'm going to make placemats too.
Yeah, I'll send you the Pinterest pattern that I found. It's like super easy.
Oh, yeah, please.
Yeah.
Cool. Yay, I'm excited. Listeners, the reason why Megan and I are making placemats is because we would like to be using our dining tables more instead of eating in front of the TV. I'm trying to have some more inspired routines. That's just one of them. And so in order to do that, we are making our dining tables like adorable and cozy and cute and inviting. And so we're going to make placemats because Megan was going to make placemats and I'm stealing her idea. And because I think it's a great fun thing. And so why am I saying this out loud? Because if anyone who's listening, what, Megan?
If anybody is listening, stay tuned for our super adorable place settings and where we're going to eat.
You just said if anyone's listening, not if anyone's listening. Of course, people are listening, Megan.
Okay,
if anyone
is struggling with eating at their table because it's more of a dumping ground than anything else, stay tuned for how to make a self-binding placemat by Shabby Fabrics, apparently.
Exactly. And then also, if you guys are struggling with, you know, the same thing, like if you're eating in front of the TV and you'd rather be eating at your dining table, feel free to also send us pictures of your cozy arrangement that you're about to, like, right now, as soon as you turn off this podcast, go and like create.
Yeah.
If you have other tips on how to not end up eating dinner in front of the TV and getting stuck there all night, like, let us know what those are also.
Which they can also listen to our podcast as they're being creative or setting up their dining room table.
Exactly.
Just saying.
Yeah. Well, so we've given homework to everyone. Check. I love you so much, Megan.
I love you too.
I can't wait to see your placemats. Please send me the pattern. And
I've already texted it to you.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. And so, yeah. Well, then I can't wait to see your placemats and show you mine. I have to go see what fabric I have.
Okay.
Because I don't have as much as you do, but I definitely have some. Definitely, definitely.
I believe in you.
Thank you. I believe in you too.
I love you.
I love you too. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you all so much for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. It really helps us out. It makes us more visible to other people who don't know that we're out there, and it makes our community that much bigger, which is great. If you would like more detailed show notes, you can go to our website, wecrazycreative.com. And if you want to leave us a voicemail, which would be super fun and cool, you can go to anchor.fm/wecrazycreative. We'd love to hear from you, and maybe we'll even play your message on one of our upcoming episodes. Speaking of hearing from you, you can also follow us on Instagram at We're Crazy Creative Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Jennifer June Chapman, and on my website, jenniferjunechapman.com. For all things vegan, I'm on Instagram @sweetvegan_, and on the World Wide Web at sweetvegan.net. How about you, Megan?
You can find me on Instagram at author.m.redmile or on Facebook, author Megan Redmile. And you can visit my website at meganredmile.com. And you can also find my books on Amazon.